T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We are on the phone with Erie County Republican Chairman Nick Langworthy. Nick, first, we'll get to talk about David Bellavia in just a moment. But first, I want to talk a little bit about what's happening with the redistricting in NY27. Of course, the census is upcoming. But what should people in Erie County and, frankly, statewide expect to see in NY27 now that the Democrats have control of Albany?
Well, it's more than just NY27. It's the entirety of the state of New York. Redistricting looms in the not-so-distant future. We have the projections that are out right now that say New York could possibly lose 2 seats in Congress. It's devastating news, especially for upstate New York, where we've lost the population the most. But we have this will mean less representation for people in upstate in the federal government, for sure. So it's too early to say it's going to happen for New York 27 or New York 26 or any particular seat, because there's much that can happen. But I would be very certain that 2 lost seats would happen out of upstate.
You know, NY27 has been in the focus lately, especially after David Bellavia was named as the latest recipient of the Medal of Honor. Obviously, it's a great thing to see him get this award, but at the same time, there's talks now about a political future. Do you want to see David run for Congress?
Well, I'm not in the business of recruiting anybody, but David's got to decide. You know, this is an honor of a lifetime. I mean, for one, to see David is an American hero, and to see the president is going to honor him with our nation's highest military honor. I mean, it's very fitting. Obviously, the service that he provided our nation in Iraq is something, you know, none of us can get our arms around it, the heroism he displayed there. He has to decide what's best for him and his family. This is an award that only 3,500, you know, people since its inception around the Civil War have been honored with. And he has to decide, is the political future it is, future? Is it out there, you know, working with the military? Is it speaking around the country or around the world? I mean, really, David has a lot of choices ahead of him, and the world is his oyster. So, you know, I absolutely am very happy for him and his family. And this is great, you know, also for Western New York to have someone recognized at this level in our, you know, community is something we should all be very proud of, and we're all proud of David.
If David does decide to run, what does that mean for Chris Jacobs?
You'd have to ask any other candidate. I mean, this is all, I view everything with this race is speculative until it's time to file petitions. So, you know, people have said that they're in. Others have said that they might get in. It's all speculation. There's likely to be a primary. That's all, you know, that I would go out on a limb and say is, we will find out who is exactly going to be in that primary when it comes time to circulate petitions either at the end of next February or early next March.
Nick, I had a chance earlier today to speak with your Democratic counterpart, Jeremy Zellner, and he said, not officially endorsing Nate McMurray, but they've been really lauding everything that Nate has done ever since losing to Chris Collins. Do you think then that it's a sure thing in NY27 knowing that McMurray had lost the first time?
There are no sure things in politics. I think I have made it a hobby not to go too far out on a limb the year before an election, because you just don't know what happens in a rough and tumble political environment like we have here in Erie County and in Western New York. So we don't know who the candidates will be. It's all speculative at this point, and I think everyone needs to just stay tuned.
Obviously, you know, you've been in the news lately because you're doing a lot of stuff now up at the state GOP level, taking over on that front. When does that transition complete, and how's it going to affect what you do here in Erie County?
Well, I will formally be elected on July 1st at a state convention that will be held in Albany, and you know, we're you know, making sure everything, you know, as we have since the beginning of the year, gets done here in Erie County. We've got a tremendous staff and an incredible executive committee that works very hard to deliver wins for our candidates. So we're not going to miss a trick here in Erie County. And, you know, we've got some decisions ahead and some things going forward that, you know, time will tell.
Do you have any idea who's taking over for you in Erie County?
We have that, no decisions have been made. We've got a lot of discussions to be had within the party, and we will, you know, be certainly talking about things in the weeks ahead.
Yeah, how soon can we expect to see whoever?
Yeah, like I just said, you heard exactly what I had to say. So when the committee elects a chair, everyone will know about it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.